From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump met Wednesday with Republican leaders to discuss his legislative agenda. The president laid out changes he wants to make in U.S. health care policies, but his Republican colleagues in Congress remain divided about exactly how to appeal and then replace what's known as Obamacare. The president said he wants to make sure Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance. Trump said his new law should also send tax credits to Americans to help them buy their own insurance policies rather than forcing them to buy insurance or pay a penalty. Republicans have long sought to rescind the Affordable Care Act, saying its mandatory requirement to buy insurance is an unwarranted intrusion on personal rights. Two early polls have given President Trump high marks for his address Tuesday night. A CBS News YouGov poll found that more than three-fourths of those who viewed the televised speech said that they approved of it, while 82% said they thought it was presidential. A poll by CNN and ORC found that 70% of the viewers said that they feel more hopeful about the country's future. The so-called Trump bump on Wall Street reached record levels on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials passing the 21,000 mark. The blue chips were up nearly 1.5% to a record of 21,115.55. The S&P 500 was up 1.36%. The Nasdaq was up by 1.35%. European and Asian markets also closed higher. This is VOA News. The ground commander for Counter-Islamic State Coalition Forces says that Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of a U.S.-backed Syrian force near the Syrian town of Al-Bab, with U.S. troops just a few kilometers away. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend told reporters Wednesday that he believes the Russians and the Syrians had thought the villages were held by Islamic State forces. Townsend said that U.S. troops were 4 or 5 kilometers away, advising at command echelons a little bit farther back when the strikes occurred. A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months in eastern Aleppo. As Lisa Schlein reports, the report covers a period between July and December when Russian and Syrian air forces relentlessly bombed that area.
Chairman of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says civilians were deliberately targeted.
Each cluster bomb release, they are used in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime.
Pinheiro says the report documents Syria's use of chlorine-filled barrel bombs on civilian inhabited areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iraqi troops were approaching Mosul's main government complex in the city's western half on Wednesday as they continued to battle the Islamic State group. An Iraqi commander said that his forces were advancing along the Tigris River after retaking one of the city's 5 damaged bridges. Residents said Iraqi forces only pushed into the areas after days of heavy fighting, airstrikes, and artillery fire. Meanwhile, the UN Migration Agency reported a surge in the number of civilians fleeing the area, saying that more than 10,000 men, women, and children have been displaced since the operation to retake western Mosul began on February 19th. Malaysia has charged 2 women with murder in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 25-year-old Indonesian Siti Aisyah and 28-year-old Nguyen Thi Huong from Vietnam were not asked to enter pleas. They said they were innocent and that they believed they were taking part in a prank for a television show. The 2 women could face the death penalty if they are convicted. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.